Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from the Gospel lesson, Mark chapter 1. This morning we hear from the Gospel of St. Mark, the beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.'" Thus far our text. Please be seated. On this second Sunday in Advent, our reading from the Gospel of St. Mark focuses on John the Baptist as the forerunner of Christ. The evangelist St. Mark quotes here from both Isaiah and Malachi, who prophesied John's appearance in the wilderness. His birth and work are recorded for us in the other Gospels, St. Matthew and Luke, but in Mark's Gospel, we don't hear about his birth or his purpose. The same is true concerning Jesus. St. Mark doesn't record for us the birth or infancy narratives of Jesus. He simply begins with the Genesis, that is, the beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, or in other terms, the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ. Mark's Gospel shows the immediate work of preparation that needs to be done. This beginning highlights the work of John the Baptist as a connection is made back to the prophets of the Old Testament. This beginning is about preparation for the Messiah. John comes preparing the way of the Lord so that we might be prepared for his coming. Now, what type of preparation is necessary for the coming of the Son of God in human flesh? Mark tells us, John appeared baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all the country of Judea and all Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and wore a leather belt around his waist and ate locusts and wild honey. Just as had been foretold, John, a messenger of the Lord, appears baptizing in the wilderness. He was in every way what was expected of a prophet. His diet and his dress remind the people of the prophet Elijah, who was to come before the Lord. Some even questioned whether he was Elijah. John was found in the wilderness, a place which recalls what the Lord had done for Israel in the past, long before John. The wilderness is that place where God's people were formed into a nation after the Exodus from Egypt. It was in the wilderness that God formed and comforted Elijah from the fury of Ahab and of Jezebel. The wilderness is the place where Jesus himself will begin his work of restoring his creation just after his baptism. The wilderness is a dangerous place in contrast to the rich paradise, that of Eden. Yet it is here that John comes, baptizing in the wilderness, to form and prepare a new people for the Lord. John came proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Repentance, in a simple way, is recognizing the reality of our sin and turning to God for his mercy. And by receiving John's baptism, repentance was evidence in those that received it. This baptism, literally a washing, is the washing which God's people had to receive and undergo in the Old Testament. As the Lord God said through the prophet Ezekiel, And the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the Lord God, when through you I vindicate my holiness before their eyes. I will take from you from the nations and gather you from all the countries and bring you into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleannesses, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. Even so, as Moses writes, when the Lord saw that all the flesh, that of the earth, had corrupted their way, he sent a flood which would wipe out all that which was evil. Through water, God cleansed the earth and brought forth new life. Even so, the baptism of John was a washing which renewed, purging people from their guilt. John's baptism was a washing which cleansed of sin. Through the baptism of John, God made for himself a cleansed and repentant people who were ready for his visitation. As evidenced by all the country of Judea and Jerusalem coming out to be baptized by John, he was not rejected. They believed that John's baptism really was the work of the Lord among them. They all came and they all were confessing their sins. They trusted that this messenger was he who came to prepare the way of the Lord. We gather here today, afflicted with sin and that which follows because of it, death. We know that because of our sins, we too are in need of preparation for the Lord. If we are still in our sins when the Lord comes, he will measure them against us. But as the scriptures say, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. He is patient towards us, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. This is the message that John came preaching. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. Be prepared. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. John only makes ready for another to perfect. It was the one to come who brought about a permanent deliverance, a final exodus. Jesus said, I tell you, among those born of women, none is greater than John. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. Jesus is clear to show that the greatness of John the Baptist, he is the greatest of the prophets. But yet, John came preaching, after me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. This mightier one isn't another prophet, but the Lord himself, who created the heavens and the earth. Not even John, whom everyone looked up to, was worthy to stoop down and untie his sandal strap. The Lord comes as a humble servant, lowering himself to the position of least in the kingdom of God to deliver his people from their sins. He comes as our shepherd, speaking comfort, because in him we have deliverance. Because in him, our warfare is now over. Our iniquity is pardoned. We have received from the Lord's hand double for all of our sins. John's baptism was with water, but the baptism we have received is the Holy Spirit. This is so because of our Lord's death and his resurrection. When Jesus was baptized by John, he took upon himself the uncleannesses of all people. He took upon himself those sins which were washed from us. Jesus has changed the baptism of John into our participation of his death and his resurrection. And in it, we have died to sin, just as he did. And in it, we have been raised to new life, just as he was. The baptism we have received is mightier, for the Lord and giver of life washes us from all our sins. He gives us new birth of water and of the Spirit, and he sends his Spirit into our hearts. Because we have been washed, because we have been made anew, we stand before the Lord without spot, without blemish, and we are at peace. As we await the Lord's coming, John still ministers even to us today. We still need preparation. And so finally, the gospel begun in the wilderness continues now among us. We are prepared in the same way. Repentance, baptism, and finally forgiveness. Because we are prepared, we are called. We are called both beloved. We are called sons and daughters. This is good news. This is the good news of Jesus Christ. And it is very good news indeed. We are the bride which Christ has made holy. And we await the day when he comes in glory to raise both the quick and the dead to everlasting life. In Jesus' name, amen. Please rise for the offertory.